Dude, I feel like I've seen for years now extremely obese people trying to normalize being overweight in something called fat culture, or even like something called proud fat culture. And that is not me giving that name. This is how they refer to themselves and what they're embracing. And I have bit my tongue for so long because as much as I want someone to be happy in their body, I don't think that this is an automatic like pre-approval for us to treat our bodies horribly. And I saw an Instagram reel the other day and they took like a trendy reel sound and turned it into like a proud fat culture type of reel. It was really weird to see something that we, you know, as emotional eaters are a lot of times, not always, a lot of times also obese. And so it was really weird for somebody to be like glorifying these behaviors that lead you down the path of obesity and health problems and mental issues. And, you know, it was just so weird and really disturbing. But the reel was basically, it's the trend that goes like, of course I'm a, you know, and they fill in the blank, like, of course I'm a parent, or of course I'm a teacher, or in this situation, it was, of course I'm a fat person. Like, this is what they said. Of course I'm a fat person. I always order extra so I'll have leftovers later. Like, it was glorifying behaviors that lead us down a path of destruction. And so when I saw that, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I've bit my tongue. If people, you know, wanted to feel good and however their bodies were, I didn't say anything because it's not my body. But at some point, when you see culture being pushed in the wrong direction for so long, you can't help but say something if you have a platform, because that is leading others down a wrong road, in my opinion. And I wanted to talk through this episode about that. But before we dive into this very frustrating topic, I want to remind anyone that is interested in joining my client community to go listen to episode number 27 to get all the details about what that entails and to snag the $40 off before it's gone. Hey friend, welcome to Pass the Plate podcast. I'm your host Hannah, and for so long I relied on food to be my comfort. I'm also a wife to my high school sweetheart Jake, a Christian, and the leader of my online wellness community. A few years ago, I was drowning in emotional binge eating and so desperate for a solution that actually worked. And if you're anything like me, you know this feeling all too well. If you're ready to let go of the heavy shame you've been carrying and uncover the life that's waiting on you, then refill that water bottle, sis, because it is time to jump on in. So, just to be honest, I've already recorded this episode one time, and I didn't really go by many notes like I typically do, because it was kind of almost like a vent session. I was just so frustrated, and I was fresh off seeing that reel, and I didn't take the time to digest what I had seen, or I didn't take the time to really pray about it and to ask God, like, okay, I saw this, it's disturbing, I don't think that this is what, like, the narrative that needs to be pushed. I don't think that this is a healthy narrative. I think it's a very dangerous narrative. And so instead of, like, spending time journaling or praying, I just kind of, like, immediately went to the mic. And when I listened back to the episode, I was like, you know, I wasn't trying to be judgmental, but it kind of sounded like that because I was fresh off of being so frustrated from seeing that reel. And I think it's, you know, obviously not that one reel, but it's just the culmination of seeing this quote unquote proud fat culture increasing and becoming more okay, more accepted. And so I had to listen to my guidance from Holy Spirit, and it was kind of nudging me to be like, you need to re-record that episode with a little bit less ranting and a little bit more grace. And so that's what I'm doing. Because I still think it's an important topic to be covered. I just think that the way I was saying it was coming off not how I would think that as a Christian I want to come off to people, right? Like, we all have to make mistakes. We all, you know, look at those. And before the podcast launched, the episode launched, I was like, let me just fix that. You know, it's not out into the world yet. And so, yeah, I'm fixing it because I didn't like how it sounded. I didn't like how I sounded. I sounded, I don't want to say judgmental, but I felt like it could have come across like that. So I'm fixing it. But anyhow, I think that why it was so frustrating is because it's actively leading people astray. And if you ask me, somebody that was as morbidly obese as the girls were that are in this reel, and I am assuming, right, I don't know this for a fact, but typically when you are that morbidly obese, you are struggling with some type of using food to cope with life or using food for something. Like, you do not get that morbidly obese without consistently overeating. And so why are you consistently overeating like that? Typically, like, from all of the clients I've dealt with, it stems from emotional eating and using food to cope with something that you don't want to deal with or stress or whatever. And so I don't think that it is a healthy habit to be encouraging people to just lean in to their unhealthy habits or to lean in to using food to cope. They were really glorifying, like, the word fat culture. Like, they were influencers, so they had tons of followers and a huge platform, and they were really glorifying, like, it's okay to be fat and it's okay to, you know, love your body like it is. And while I do believe that we should always love a gift God gave us, which is our body, I don't think that that also means that you get to mistreat it. Because if you really do love something, you don't mistreat it. And I don't know if these girls see it as a mistreatment, but I think anytime you're abusing something from its original format, meaning like food is meant to help us survive, I think that when you start abusing that, you're headed down that road of misusing something and you're going to wind up in a sticky situation. So I feel like I needed to say something just to counteract it, because I don't know if this proud fat culture is a stem off of self-love culture, but I just don't understand how you can love your body. Like, honestly, I think these women think that, like, oh, I'm gonna love my body, but I almost feel like that's a wall, like a defense mechanism. Well, I love my body. Okay, well, anybody else that you love in life, do you mistreat them? Would you harm them? Because that's what you're doing when you're consistently overeating and we're consistently digging ourselves into a bigger hole health-wise. We are mistreating. So if you want a healthy relationship with your body, or you want to love your body, that's not love how you would love any other relationship. You would not mistreat that person if you really did love them. So that's where I kind of call baloney. I just don't think I think that that's just something people say. Like, I think it's a scapegoat is the word I'm looking for. And I just can't get behind it, man. Like, I never loved the self-love culture, because Christ teaches us to love others, not ourselves. Like, he says it multiple times, you know, just placing each other's needs before our own. Like, he preached selflessness, right? Be kind to others. And while I don't believe that you have to put yourself completely last, like, I do think that whenever we treat our bodies well, we move our bodies, we feel it well, we can be better for others. Like, I'm not saying put yourself on the bottom of the totem pole, but I am saying, like, I think that putting others before ourselves is the best, and self-love goes directly against that. So as I started to look in the Bible about what does it actually say about gluttony. And every time I found the word, and it was a quick search, okay, I'm not a theologian, I have not done immense study on gluttony, but every time I search for something gluttony related in the Bible, it always came with drunkenness. And it's because it's referring to people who feast a lot and who overdrink. They become lazy and it leads them to poverty. Like it literally says that in Proverbs. And I thought that that was really telling because a lot of times I do relate emotional eating to drunkenness because we can get quote unquote drunk on food, right? Like you can numb out on food just as an alcoholic will numb out on alcohol. In my opinion, they are very close. But I just found it very telling that in the Bible, a lot of times those two words are used even in the same sentence, like right beside each other. So what I would encourage you to do is to obviously not follow proud fat culture. I just think that it's, I don't think that we're supposed to lead people down the wrong road. I don't want to leave my family unnecessary medical bills because I decided to treat my body like crap, right? Because let's say, so because I overate, because I chose, you know, to do it for a long time and now I've got heart disease and I've got diabetes and stuff that really most of the time can be controlled by just choosing better choices. And I say choosing better choices and it sounds really easy, but this whole entire podcast is about emotional eating, so I understand that it's not as easy to say those words as it is to act on them. But what I definitely don't think we should be doing is promoting activities that are going to lead us to worse health. A lot of times, people who struggle with emotional eating also struggle with mental illness. And it is because you are not dealing with whatever is under the surface that you're trying to cover up with food, or you don't have proper coping mechanisms. And it could be a host of things, but a lot of times it's very telling that a lot of times people dealing with emotional eating are also, you know, have gone to the doctor needing a prescription for whatever mental illness they're dealing with. And it just seems that they're very closely related. Like a lot of times, drug abuse or alcohol abuse is very closely related to mental illness. So I don't know. I just wanted to do an episode because this ain't it, guys. Proud fat culture is not it. It gave me the heebie-jeebies. I was like, these people are literally encouraging people to overeat. And by the looks of these girls, like their health is not okay. When I say morbidly obese, I mean like what you see when 30-year-olds have heart attacks, okay? Like very unhealthy. And I just could not help myself. I was like, they are not promoting this. But the crazy thing about social media is that they're influencers, and so they've found a niche where it stands out, and all they have to do is lean in harder to those emotional eating tendencies and to those quote unquote proud fat culture things. And I even saw a girl the other day too about she was griping at the airlines for her not having like a seatbelt extender, like the seatbelt's not being big enough. And she was like, honestly, it's on the airlines for the seatbelts not being big enough. It's not me. I'm not taking the blame. I'm not taking the judgment for this. It's on them. And I'm like, huh? Like, it's on them because you have routinely chosen bad choices? I don't know, guys. Like, it's just not it. I understand grace. I am not trying to be judgmental. I have been obese. Like, I get it. I understand. But I also never was proud of it and like actively encouraged others to also be obese and to do the things that these girls were doing. So, and again, I'm not trying to judge these girls. I am just saying The truth is, we do not need to be encouraging this type of behavior. And while I think that I can totally love these girls and pray for them and, you know, obviously be a light on this podcast or on social media or whatever, I definitely will not join them. I'm not glorifying that. That's not what you're going to get here. But I just, you know, I would never judge somebody because I don't know the shoes that they've walked through. But I think that we can, like, love them, not show judgment, but also call baloney. Like, all three of those things are possible at once. And that's what I wanted to talk about today because I think that this is such a dangerous trend to be promoting habits that will ultimately lead people astray and leave them more desperate than when they started. I don't know of one person that was overweight, got healthy. Now, hear me, I'm not saying get skinny. I said got healthy, okay? And then wished that they were back in the shoes that they were in before they started their journey. I'm not talking about being thin because you can do unhealthy things to get to a certain weight. But when I say healthy, I mean like choosing something that is sustainable, eating whole foods, like having treats, you know, sometimes, not all the time, that kind of thing. I've never met someone that was like, man, I really wish I could go back to feeling the way I felt when I was way overweight. I've never met that person. And I just wanted to make a podcast about this because it's definitely like in our world. I feel like it's, you know, definitely something that could affect any of us if we, you know, were people that just blindly followed Instagram trends. But yeah, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for glorifying the fat culture, you know? So anyhow, hope you guys have had a great day. Tried to keep this short, kind of ranty, kind of hopefully honest and no judgment. I do not want these girls, if they ever were to hear this, to feel any judgment. I've been there. And so there's no judgment. I'm just operating on what the truth is. So have a great day, guys. Talk to y'all later. What up, girlfriend? Did you enjoy this episode? If so, I'd love for you to head to Apple Podcasts and write a review to tell me what spoke to you or blessed you in some way. I always want this to be a two-way conversation, and this is the best way I can gain clarity on what you're loving. Speaking of conversations, though, are you on social media? If so, connect with me at Hannah Dickey Bryson, send me a message, or share this episode to your stories. Please tag me, though, so I can keep this hangout session going all week long. And as always, if you need support on your emotional eating journey, I've got you. Hop on over to my free Facebook group, and I will see you in there, sis. Have a good week.